Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Kim on a whim.
I think you could argue there's a revolution going on in a very unexpected way. And when I say a revolution, I mean a Jesus revolution.
Wow.
A revival. And this is on the sidelines of football fields. Have you been watching this and noting this?
I can't say that I have, except that I have seen more college athletes expressing their faith and wearing shirts expressing their faith.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I've noticed it in particular for a lot of these college games, the bowl games, and specifically, I heard a lot of, not just the players, the coaches, whenever they would do interviews, they would say, you know, I want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Even the guys in the NFL are doing this. And my husband and I have been talking about this, and one of the regular listeners of this show, Norman, reached out to me. He gave his life to Christ 5 years ago, and he brought this up because it's so easy right now to feel so down about everything going on in our world. I've seen people talk about how it's hard to, if you have family or friends in the LA area, you almost feel guilty, you know, going on about your life and doing all these things when you know that so many people in a different part of the country are hurting. But this is some good news. This has been so cool for me to watch a lot of these guys when these sideline reporters are probably not expecting them to answer in this way.
Right.
And there's a mashup of just a couple of them from Ohio State to Boise State. These guys are just publicly sharing their faith, and I love it. Listen to this.
First, I want to start off and say, oh, glory to Jesus Christ. He's the true champion. Coach D, you changed my life. You changed my life. I did not know God until I got to Boise State. And I serve a true champion. Jesus Christ is the only true God. He died, rose from the dead 3 days later. That's the champion that I serve.
For a kid who grew up loving the Buckeyes your whole entire life, what did that last play, the scoop and score, how do you process what that means to this school?
It just means everything to me. God's blessed his team with so much ability. You know, we wouldn't be here without him, so we give him all the credit first and foremost.
Yeah, I mean, our mentality all year is just give us an inch and we're defended. And we got down there with our backs against the wall like we've been there multiple times with this group, with this coach. And, man, we just keep fighting. That's what we did. We just give God all the credit and all the glory. And, man, we're going to Atlanta. Couldn't be more excited.
These athletes aren't just speaking out about their faith publicly, but they're also getting together and they're praying and worshiping. Right. And there was a huge, I don't know if you want to call it an event, but basically the Ohio State football team, do you remember this? They actually were orchestrating this event where they brought, I mean, thousands of people, well, it was close to 1,000 at least, students on Ohio State's campus, including other players, and they were praying together and worshiping together. About 60 students ended up getting baptized, including some of the players.
Wow.
That night, right on campus.
I did not know that.
When have you seen that? I mean,
I don't remember
since the last time.
Right.
You know, there's the movie Jesus Revolution, which, by the way, is fantastic if you've not seen it. Since then, when have we seen this? I can't think of a time.
I remember specifically taking note of it when the Notre Dame quarterback did an interview after the game. Now, maybe because it's Notre Dame and it's a Catholic school, I might have been more expecting of it, but he must have praised his Lord and Savior three or four times in the same interview on the same sideline.
I know what you're talking about.
It was a post-game interview after he won the game that sent them to the national championship game Monday against Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
And he repeatedly thanked his Lord and Savior for giving all glory to him, and he just kept saying it, and the reporter kept trying to redirect
it,
him,
right?
And he kept going back to it.
And that's
so
what's
right.
so cool, because these players have a huge platform, and that's what's so fantastic, is to see them using their platform in this way. You think back to the Colin Kaepernick days of him kneeling during the national anthem. Love him or hate him, love or hate what he did, I think it was completely disrespectful, but that had an impact. Everyone knew he was doing that, and it got people talking. These guys, female athletes too, but in particular the guys, they have such a big voice. And it's not just the high schoolers who aspire to be like them and to play in the big leagues.
Right.
You know, it's even adults who are far older than them. I think they can be very impactful. So it's very interesting to me to see these guys doing it. In fact, the Ravens head coach, John Harbaugh, he actually led his team in the Lord's Prayer. And that was all on camera. I mean, again, when do you see this?
You don't, but there are a lot of people in Dallas who are going to be thanking their Lord and Savior if Deion Sanders agrees to take over as head coach down there.
Is that what's up for grabs?
Apparently, Jerry Jones has called him up to talk to him about the head coaching job at Dallas. Deion Sanders, Neon Deion.
Is he doing well?
He's negotiating. Well, he's not. He's a big talker. They had a few successful games last season. His son is his quarterback. He's happy to be there coaching him. But they were more flash than actual substance this year. They didn't have a great record. They didn't go. They weren't anywhere.
They were ranked for a while.
Yeah, but they weren't anywhere close to the college football championships or anything like that.
And he was better when he was with the smaller team.
Yeah, probably. But I mean, he's shown flashes of brilliance. He's a showman. And that's exactly the kind of person, plus he was a star in the NFL, so he's exactly the kind of person that Jerry Jones might be interested in. Beside the point, I'm just saying, the people in Dallas would probably all be very happy if Deion went down there.
Well, he has the name recognition.
They'd be thanking somebody.
Even if you don't know much about him, you probably know the name.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wonder what's going to come of this. The Boise State head coach has been really outspoken about this. And, you know, after they lost to, was it Penn State? He said, you know, no matter what, win or lose, you know, give God the glory and we serve a champion. And, you know, he says, I do know that God never says oops. And as hard as tonight was as a competitor and as a coach, I believe you learn and grow from everything and the best is still to come.
Yes.
God had money on Penn State.
I guess
You're
so.
Funny, Carl.
You wanted to give yourself a ba-dum-bum-tsh there,
no,
didn't you?
It's a slippery slope if they're only praising God when they win. It's great.
Yeah. No, I know. And you're right. I agree. There's something to be said when they praise God in the hard moments and the losses, because you're right. And I see that with a lot of people where things are going really, really well, and it's so easy to be like, thank you so much, and I give you all the glory. And then as soon as things go not their way, they're angry and they're turning away from him. And that's when you really need to turn to him more. So I'm just so encouraged by this, and I hope these athletes realize how impactful their voice is. Again, not just for the younger generation that looks up to them, but even all generations. I think, I mean, how many millions of people were watching some of these these bowl games.
Oh, yeah.
And to your point, Mark, some of these players have been so diligent about putting it, about saying it during these interviews, that no matter what the sideline reporter says or tries to reroute the conversation, they still find a way to do it. You can't miss it.
It's heartening, because I was really convinced in the day and age of national image and likeness that some of them would use post-game interviews to pump their advertisers, right? I mean,
they could, and maybe, well, yeah, they, maybe, right. Maybe that's coming. But instead,
I'd like to thank
this car where they,
I'd like to
hats.
Thank the local car dealership for backing me this year so I could come here and play for your favorite team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
No,
but
true.
It is refreshing now that you pointed that out. I've not watched a lot of college football this year, but I had noticed that a time or two. And I noticed some of the, I don't know if it was some of the Ohio State players or something, walking to practice this week out of pads, and they had T-shirts on that were that had God on them, and
yeah,
some
seen
religious
that too.
Reference. And I, it's a trend. There's just no way around it. And
NFL,
that's a good thing.
College football, it's happening everywhere, and I'm sure it's other sports too that I don't follow. But that's where I've noticed it. Like, there was one of the coaches, was it Boise State? I think it might have been. Yeah, he had a red T-shirt on, and in big capital letters it said Jesus won.
Nice.
Can't miss that.
No.
So things might be changing, and I got to hand it to these guys who are using their platform for good. I love it.
I hope you are right.
Get more at 971talk.com.